After 2 years of pandemic restrictions and cancellations.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman brought. Whether you believe it or not.
Partly sunny and windy today, gusting as high as 32 miles per hour with a high of 24. Chance of snow showers overnight, very cold, low 14. Partly sunny on Sunday, 40 degrees. Monday, partly sunny, 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, and a high again near 55 degrees. Currently 24 in Beaver County, 23 in Butler, 21 outside our weather window here at the studio in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland. It's 20 degrees with new music from Vance Joy.
To change, for the waves to send you my way. I see you, darling, but you pixelate. It gets hard to take these days. But we'll hold the line, I won't let go. 'Cause I'll be there when you can finally make it home. And I don't mind, 'cause we both know. Wasted days, summer's golden haze in our eyes. Lifting you above the breaking waves, memories floating back to my mind. You say, hold the line, I won't let go. 'Cause I'll be there when you can finally make it home. And I don't mind, 'cause we both know.
He's actually from Melbourne, Australia. Dude is 6'4". How you like that for useless trivia? It's me, useless Jay Thurber. FSN News coming up at 1 o'clock. The fireball's going to take us to news time. broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Another round of talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials has ended with no major progress on the creation of humanitarian corridors in Ukraine. Once again today, the Russians shelled civilians after a ceasefire was due to come into force. FSN's Ryan Thompson has been covering today's talks. He's on the Polish-Ukrainian border.
Both sides accuse the other of breaking the ceasefire and thus not honoring the terms of the agreement. The word from Ukrainian representatives at the meeting is that they did move a little bit towards the margin, but it is still very, very far apart in terms of a common agreement here.
Russian officials said the talks had failed to live up to their expectations, but they have confirmed Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, now sanctioned by the West, will meet his Ukrainian counterpart, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, in Turkey on Thursday. The Kremlin insisted there can only be a cessation of hostilities if Ukraine recognizes Russian sovereignty over Crimea and eastern Ukraine, agrees never to join NATO or the European Union, and agrees to full demilitarization. President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking through an interpreter, gave his reaction to those demands to America's ABC News.
This is another ultimatum, and we are not prepared for ultimatums. What needs to be done is for President Putin to start talking, start the dialogue, instead of living in the informational bubble without oxygen. I think that's where he is. He is in this bubble. He's getting this information, and you don't know how realistic that information is that he's getting.
U.S. officials say they now believe the Russians have deployed all the troops they massed along Ukraine's border in preparation for the invasion. They say Russia's main military convoy remains stalled on the outskirts of Kyiv, but the threat of an all-out assault on the city is still leading many to flee.
We just packed our things one morning and left. I'm 18. Oh, it's really hard to see a second war in my life.
As the refugee crisis intensifies, Britain today announced another £175 million in humanitarian assistance, even as the government was assailed for making it difficult for Ukrainian refugees to reach the UK. David Miliband heads the International Rescue Committee in New York.
I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed that as a proud British citizen, I think the last figure I saw was 50. I mean, 110,000 refugees arrived at Berlin railway station, I read, over the weekend. And there seems to be an argument that we need to restrict the access for Ukrainian refugees to those who have a British link. I don't accept that.
President Biden spoke today with the leaders of Britain, France and Germany, and the White House indicated the U.S. may announce additional sanctions against Russia soon. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or throne. Brought them all.
all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome, they give us those nice bright colors. They give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got a Nikon camera. I love to take photographs. So I'm gonna take my Kodachrome away. Mama, don't take.
Simon and Kodachrome here. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me in between a few audio potholes. Support for this broadcast comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund, from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon, Trevoesburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. If you'd like to support us and help keep this mess on the air, go to TubeCityOnline.com, go scroll down to the bottom of the page and mash that PayPal button, as the kids say. What else do we have to tell you about? We'll do the radio calendar here in a couple of minutes. You can check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Like I said, we hit a few audio potholes, but fingers crossed that that was just temporary, because we have been stable now. Well, the connection has been stable. I haven't been stable. The connection has been stable, it says, for 23 minutes so far, knock on wood.
Radio 9
plays more music.
If you hate me,
and if it doesn't say stable, well, we'll have to say bye-bye, baby.
Can't put it off any longer.
It's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
I just gotta tell you, anyway.
We'll be right back.
Tommy James of the Shondells now.
I heard they shaved a gorilla.
Go, 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 gorilla, go, now go, 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 go gorilla, go, now go, 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 gorilla, go, now
there's a new dance called a gorilla, come see,
go, gorilla, go.
Been out before the monkey.
Go, 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 go,
The Ideals. Go Gorilla. Let's follow that up with the Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson and the J-Pads. Give me a banana. You made a monkey out of me on Radio 9.
I'm gonna walk like a monkey. I'm gonna talk like a monkey. Do tricks like a monkey. I get my kicks like a monkey. I'm gonna climb a tree and wheel. I'm gonna swing by my tail.
You made a monkey out of me.
You made a monkey out of me. I'm gonna eat bananas and a coconut tree. Have people throw peanuts at me. Jump every time you shake my tree. You change a man into a chimpanzee. I'm gonna walk like a monkey. I'm gonna talk like a monkey. Do tricks like a monkey. I get my kicks like a monkey. I'm gonna climb a tree and wheel. I'm gonna swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. I'm gonna eat bananas in a coconut tree. Have people throw peanuts at me. Jump every time you shake my tree. You changed a man into a chimpanzee. I'm gonna walk like a monkey. I'm gonna talk like a monkey. Do tricks like a monkey. I get my kicks like a monkey. I'm on a climb a tree and wheel. I'm on a swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. I'll get in shape. Hey, 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 I'll get in shape.
$1 million weekend.
One more time.
Monkey, 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 monkey.
Freddie Cannon. Before that, J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, and we started off that set with the Ideals and Go, Go, Gorilla. I'm Jay Thurber, 121. Much more music time. New music from the Walters coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Do you know about Rivers of Steel, the Rivers of Steel Heritage Project? You can help preserve our region's industrial and cultural heritage. Your tax-deductible contribution helps ensure that Rivers of Steel can continue to offer vital, engaging community-based arts, education, and heritage programs for the residents of southwestern Pennsylvania and beyond. Coming up on March 26th at the Bost Building in Homestead, appreciate the artwork of Kathleen Ferry with insights shared from one of the exhibition's curators. Join Ron Baroff, Director of Historical Resources and Facilities for Rivers of Steel, on March 26th as he offers a curatorial perspective of the exhibition Memory Scenes, a Kathleen Ferry retrospective. And then on March 27th, it's the Doodle Bowl experience at the Cary Blast Furnaces. It's not your typical sip and paint party. This workshop is one of the most in-demand programs at Rivers of Steel, with guidance from Rivers of Steel's Metal Arts team. You will design and carve a bowl that is then cast in solid aluminum. You'll take home your new functional work of art at the end of the night. No experience is needed. For more information on those programs or anything at Rivers of Steel, log on to riversofsteel.com. Coming up at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT, it's Chop Shop. It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Listen to Dan Strange and Chop Shop right on independent freeform radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. Next weekend, by the way, the 18th, 19th, and 20th, I will be off. Well, I'm always a little bit off. I will be off. WRCT is doing massive music weekend. We'll sell you the whole seat. You'll only need the edge. And that is half-hour blocks of different artists for, I think it's 60 straight hours, something like that, from Friday afternoon until midnight on Monday. Massive Music Weekend is a tradition at WRCT going back to the 1920s, I think it was. They didn't even have a radio station yet, but they were just out there playing wax cylinders. Anyways, I am contributing, I believe, 2 half hours, one on Bill Haley and the Comets, another one on Little Richard. That will be on 88.3 WRCT. On our internet station, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, there will be a Jay Thurber program. I don't know yet if it's going to be a repeat or if I will have time to record something new. But Massive Music Weekend is coming up on WRCT next weekend. Jay Thurber will be part of that. But if you want to just hear the oldies, those will be only on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport next weekend, okay? Okay. Tonight's predicted low temperature is 14 degrees. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 24. Windy, winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers overnight. Could pick up another half inch of snow with a low of 14 degrees. Partly sunny on Sunday, 40. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny both days with highs both days of 55 degrees. Currently 23 in Beaver County, 22 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 21 degrees right now at WRCT with new music from the Walters.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. Everything I want, but I can't deal with all your love. Get over, but I love you so.
New music from the Walters on Radio 9.
Boron brings you the best winter value in town. Free antifreeze windshield washer fluid. Each time you get a gasoline fill-up at a participating Boron station, you get a fill-up of Cold Guard windshield washer fluid. Absolutely free. Cold Guard keeps your windshield clear of road salt and grime and protects against icing. So for safer driving and savings, too, fill up regularly where you see this sign. You get more than great gasoline at Boron.
This is WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Donahue's Downtown, Raywell's Hamburgers, Allegheny Airlines, and viewers like you. On Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, where the music and the trains just keep rolling. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News coming up for you in about a half an hour. Right now, it's 1:30. Here's Krabby Appleton with a medley of their hit on Radio 9. Happy Saturday to you.
You don't know.
hit on KQV back in 1970. Krabby Appleton here on Radio 9. Someone was just, everybody was out shoveling snow this morning, and I'm in here shoveling whatever it is that I shovel every Saturday, but someone was just showing a picture that they said they got about 6 inches overnight.
That's what she said.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to check your radio calendar in just a little while. Stay tuned for that. More music on the other side. Of course, BNS News at 2 o'clock. Here's Cream
in a white room with black curtains
on Radio 9.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starling. Dark eye, dawn light smile on you leaving my contentment. I'll wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows run from them.
Shadows run from themselves.
Extreme White Room. Reaching back to 1960-something on Radio 9. Everything's getting a gritty reboot. Have you noticed that? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has been rebooted as a drama. There's a new Mr. Peabody and Sherman cartoon that's running. Now I see here that Netflix is going to reboot the Smurfs. They got a gritty reboot of the Smurfs, but they're trying to bring it up to date. Instead of gold, Gargamel is going to be trying to turn Smurfs into Bitcoin. So,
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
The Strange Loves, Nighttime is the Right Time.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening.
Yes, sir.
Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
And now Smurge, which removes grit, and Whiff, which covers up the odors of Smurge, brings you the radio calendar for today, March 12th, 2022. And as we look in on the little house halfway up in the next block, we see that the Carnegie Library of McKeesport is presenting an afternoon of Irish music featuring Abbott's Cross. That's at 2 o'clock on Sunday, March 13th. This is sponsored through the generosity of the McKeesport Music Club. That's at 2 o'clock at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. Doors open at 1:15. For more information, 412-672-0625. Also at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, this coming Friday, March 18th, they will be screening the documentary Girl Rising, documenting extraordinary girls and the power of education to change the world. That's being screened at 10 a.m. March 18th at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, 1507 Library Avenue, 412-672-0625 or mckeesportlibrary.org. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust presenting art by Matthew Schreiber. He produces artwork utilizing drawing, performances, sculpture, video, and light. That closes this weekend at the Wood Street Gallery, 601 Wood Street, downtown Pittsburgh. The 820 Liberty Gallery is showing Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Devine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. That continues through June 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. At the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue, now through March 17th, Oscar-nominated Short Films features a stunning showcase of talent and diversity of subjects that are nominated for this year's Academy Awards in the categories of animation, live action, and documentaries. That's at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue. For more information, trustarts.org. And Associated Artists of Pittsburgh, 143rd Street in Lawrenceville, presenting the Featured Artists Exhibition now through April 2nd. It's an exhibition of artwork by artists from their monthly Featured Artists series. For more information, aapgh.org or call 412-361-1370. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, send it at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar at WRCT.org. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of this radio station and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Penguins and the commissioner of the National Hockey League.
Radio. Million Dollar Weekend.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Time. Oh, you've been so much more.
the late, great Jim Croce on Radio 9. More music after these messages.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
Money, money, money. Who needs? We do. At Rosbank.
Hello, it's me, Johnny Smith, American banker, speaking for Rosbank. New branch is now invading Pittsburgh Oblast. Thinking of buying new car? Stop at Rosbank first. Arrange loan on hot new Volga Cyber or Lada Niva. Be envy of everyone on your prospect. Need something bigger for trip to Kiev, which has always been part of Russia anyways? We also arrange loans on boats, RVs, rocket launchers, and personnel carriers. We make you feel like cyber criminal, even if you're just common thug at Rosbank. Member PUTIN.
Jay Thurber. Music.
Sports and weather coming up next. These are the Monkees.
The tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Oh! Not your stepping stone. Shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who. I said, I'm not your stepping stone.
On Radio 9. I think we heard from the Monkees earlier in the show, but it's the Monkees. If I want to play the Monkees, it's my show. Who are you to come in here? I don't come in down there and slap the mop out of your hands. New music from 21 Pilots coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. It's mutations, prosthetics, moths in your mixers, bats in your belfry, ants in your pants. It's Radio Free Radio with Steve every Saturday from 6 until 8 on 88.3 WRCT. If you're listening to us on TubeCityOnline.com at 5 o'clock when the simulcast ends, and at 5 o'clock on Tube City Online, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. I was out here the other day on the sidewalk. I was not hanging out with the bums behind the liquor store like I usually do, because the liquor store doesn't open that early on weekdays. Anyways, and someone pulled alongside and they said, Kirsten and Amber, I like their show. And I said, well, thank you very much. And then they gave me a ticket for loitering. It was one of the police officers over here. But anyways, Kirsten and Amber were friends in college, and they have reunited to basically bring back their college radio show. It's a fun time. It's a trip down memory lane through the archives every Saturday afternoon with Kirsten and Amber at 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio. And now this.
Your front row center at the ball game. And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Riverhounds soccer team is getting ready to open their season today on the road as they take on the Memphis 901 Football Club. Game time is at 7 o'clock. Pittsburgh Penguins switched up three of their lines, and it seems to have done the trick. They defeated the Vegas Golden Knights yesterday by a score of 5-2. Pens back in action on Sunday when they host the Hurricanes at the PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 1 o'clock. Major League Baseball players who are not vaccinated against coronavirus will not be allowed to face the Blue Jays in Toronto, and they also will not be paid for those games. Canada's government requires a person to have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at least 14 days before they enter the country. Toronto opens April 8th at home against Texas. Rain washed out qualifying for the National Hot Rod Association Gator Nationals, qualifying in all three rounds of the Pep Boys NHRA Top Fuel All-Star Callout is set for Gainesville Raceway this weekend in Florida. And March Madness just about to get underway. The best college basketball players in the country are suiting up for the annual Division I men's and women's tournaments. First, they have to learn who they will face in the first round. The men's selection show starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and the women's selection show starts at 8 o'clock. Each of the respective tournament fields will feature 68 teams. Pitt won't be one of them. Neither will Duquesne, for that matter.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is
it's mean, but it's true.
What the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Partly sunny this afternoon, high of 24, chance of snow overnight, cold, low of 14, looking for high winds over the next 12 to 24 hours, winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour out there. Partly sunny on Sunday, 40, Monday and Tuesday, both days partly sunny with a high of 55 degrees. I'm looking at the weather for the current weather is 22 degrees right now in most of the area, 24 right now in Beaver County. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 21 degrees, with new music from 21 Pilots.
Club, kid.
new music from 21 Pilots. Vince Guaraldi's going to take us to news time. Tune is called Surfin' Snoopy. There's a new Snoopy series on Apple Plus TV, which I don't have kids, and I find it very entertaining. But that's just me. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for listening. The website is jaythurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on the internet at tubecityonline.com/radio. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
This is the Public News Service Daily Newscast, March 11th, 2022. I'm Gina Tempesta. In Eastern Europe today, Vice President Kamala Harris talked strengthening NATO defenses with both Poland and Romania. Yesterday, she urged a human rights investigation into Russia's airstrikes on a maternity hospital in Ukraine. The pressure to get business out of Russia is growing. In Colorado, climate activists are pushing a union for government employees to go farther. More on the story.
After Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into Ukraine, the Colorado Public Employees Retirement Association withdrew $7.2 million from a Russian bank. Now climate activists are calling on PARA to divest all of its Russian oil and gas holdings. PARA member Devin Reynolds says the fund currently has more than $8 million invested in at least five Russian oil and gas companies.
Moving assets out of Russian companies is being done because it's wrong to profit off of humanitarian horrors. And in the same way, moving money out of oil and gas is right because billions of people will be affected by climate change.
The call for divestment comes on the heels of last week's report by leading climate scientists warning that the window for avoiding the worst impacts of a warming planet is closing. I'm Eric Galatis.
The Michigan State House weighed competing interests between energy independence, relying on traditional fuels, and moving towards renewable energy. Climate activists are pushing for a shutdown of the Line 5 twin pipelines, but lawmakers this week asked Governor Gretchen Whitmer to call off the shutdown efforts. Lily Bolke explains.
With gas prices surging amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, lawmakers who supported this resolution say domestic oil production should be a priority. But Sean McBrearty with the Oil and Water Don't Mix Coalition says conversations about energy independence and security should focus on building renewables faster rather than relying on more fossil fuel.
We have to realize that the sooner we can get away from oil and natural gas and other fossil fuels, the sooner we can get away from dictators like Vladimir Putin being able to leverage things like that in this sort of a war that he's pursuing right now in the Ukraine.
The pipelines are operated by Enbridge Energy, a Canadian company. Enbridge has said shutting down Line 5 would cause energy market disruptions, though McBrearty points to multiple studies showing the pipelines could be closed without any price or supply disruption. I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
On Capitol Hill this week, after years of attempts, Congress gave final approval to a plan to save the U.S. Postal Service. Labor leaders say the reform package protects customer service and provides hope that conditions will improve for workers. Scott Bayham with North Dakota's Letter Carriers Union says it appears lawmakers heard concerns about keeping the service intact for communities that truly need it.
You can imagine we have a lot of rural areas that really rely on e-commerce and the parcel business.
Bayham says the new model should help the Postal Service compete with delivery companies, even with traditional mail volumes on the decline. This is PNS. With calls to
news and music, that's Future Sonic Radio 90-1360.
Get back to where you
don't spend long.